The song is Can't Stand It. You're listening to CITR.
We'll be right back. This is Sasha Bilot, and you are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and I'll be with you for the next, let's say, an hour. This show is Shine On, and this is CITR. The theme that I'm going with is Fun Drive Hangover, which basically means all of the kick-ass bands that played at the Fun Drive finale at the Biltmore on Friday night. It was just a ton of fun. So much fun. So the first band that we heard there was Slam Dunk with their song Can't Stand It. And the song that you just heard now was The Ballantines' No Love. Also, some bands that you're going to hear, we're going to listen to War Baby, Cascadia, Diane, Defectors, Cult Babies, and many, many more. So stay tuned. It's going to be a really great time. So Yeah, Fun Drive finale was super fun. Basically, what happened was it was the finale of Fun Drive. It was the last day of Fun Drive, so it was the push to the finish, and we had a silent auction. We were kind of selling, I guess, selling some swag. People were donating, and they were getting swag for their donations. And it was $10 at the door, and we ended up raising more than our goal, which was so incredible. We were going for $35,000 this year, and we reached $37,391. So thank you so much to everyone who donated, everyone who took part, because it wouldn't have happened without you. And it's really awesome. So thank you so much. Yeah, so what happened was there was all of these local bands from Vancouver who got together. They had 1 week to perform. And basically what happened was they kind of mixed and formed new bands within all of these amazing musicians. And so we all got to hear a 1 week rehearsal of these new bands. And it was just so much fun. It was called the Rock and Roll Lottery. And that's exactly what it was. There was a lot of dancing and a lot of moshing, and it was super fun. I might have gotten thrown on the floor a couple times, but super worth it. Had a great time. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a band named Hooves, and they're out of Vancouver, of course. The lead singer of this band was, she kind of captivated me. Her name's Paulette, and yeah, she's, I think they describe their sound as sparkly, and I think that's pretty accurate. The song is Moves Like Katie, and it's Hooves.
Okay.
Don't even think about it. You're listening to Shine On. I'm your host, Shay. And the song that we just heard was Creep Freezer by Juvenile Hall. And before that, we heard Moves by Katie by the band Hooves, who are an all-girl band. And coming right up next, actually, before I go on, I'm going to talk about some local shows happening because supporting local music is extremely important and you should all do it. So, on March 14th, you should go to the Rickshaw Theater to see Guttermouth and the Dreadnoughts. Boats are opening for them, so that will be really fun. As well as the next night, on the 15th, you can go to the Rickshaw as well and see, this is pretty exciting, the Pete Seeger tribute concert. It's a fundraiser for music programs. So, you should definitely go because it's a Pete Seeger tribute concert. Why would you not go? And then also, sorry, let me get my little calendar here. Also this week, you can go see at the Cobalt tomorrow night. You can see J.D. Sampson and Men. On Wednesday night, you can see Dead Meadow, Three Wolf Moon, The Highway Kind at Electric Owl. And on Thursday night, you can see Defectors, Charm, and Aquanaut at the Media Club, as well as The Bins, Real Problems, What's Hot, and Hanzai at the Railway Club, which is a really great place. I definitely recommend going if you haven't been there before. They have a toy train that actually, like, goes around the entire bar. Like, go. It's so sick. Friday night, you can see The Tubuloids, Overreaction, and East Van Playboys at Funky Winker Beans. Not gonna lie, I haven't heard of that place, but sounds friggin' awesome. Check it out. Saturday night, you can see Ancients, Christian Mistress, Hagatha, and Dungeons at Astoria. So, local bands, yay! Check them out. It's always fun times. I've been to quite a few local shows lately, which is just great. Fills my heart with joy. Last Friday night, I saw The Dead Ghosts, Skinny Kids, and Zen Mystery Fog at the Electric Owl. And then I'm pretty much in love with the Dead Ghosts right now, so I went to see them again this past Wednesday at the Media Club. First time there, but that was really sweet. It was Skinny Kids and then a Spanish band named Mujeres opening up for Dead Ghosts. And honestly, one of the best shows I've been to in a long time, so Dead Ghosts are amazing. And then on Friday night, of course, I went to the Fun Drive finale and just saw a ton of really great musicians, so that was really fun. Go check out local music and support local music because it's the best thing to do in the whole world. Coming up next, we're going to listen to War Baby, and the song is... Ooh, sorry. The song is Horseless Headman.
Dollars and cents, invisible hands upon the mail. Legless foot, faceless eyes, armless hound. Horseless hound, living on gas, something I fell. Come apart, finish the start. She's a boss.
Are you ready for one of UBC's most iconic experiences? On March 23rd, swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall. This is one event that every UBC student needs to experience. Participate as a competitive or just for fun team, or challenge yourself to do the whole course on your own as an iron person. To register, go online to the UBC Rec website before March 13th and check out Storm the Wall. Don't miss your chance to be a part of UBC's longest standing campus tradition.
The song that you just heard was Horseless Headman by the band War Baby, and that was off of their album Jesus Horse, which was released in April 2013. Coming up next, we're going to listen to Cascadia off of their album Level Trust, and the song is Deny. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Hello, you are welcome. Wow, yeah, you're welcome. You're listening to CITR, and I'm Shay, and this is Shine On, where I pick a different theme every week. The theme this week is the Fun Drive Hangover. It happens. I'm playing I'm playing some of the bands that played at the Fun Drive finale at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday. They're all really great, and they're all from Vancouver, and yeah. So what we just heard was two songs ago, we heard Deny by Cascadia, and just now we heard Religion by Diane, and that was off of their self-titled EP. So all these bands played at the Biltmore on Friday, but as new bands, basically, so they all kind of left their native groups and formed new bands and had 1 week to rehearse and then performed for all of us lovely people at the Biltmore. And it was surprisingly amazing. Like, some of the bands just were amazing. Some of us in the crowd wanted them to stay together as a band, maybe, possibly. They were great. All of them were great. It was really fun. And it was totally unique, which is really cool. So, always up for that. Kind of coming up next, we're going to listen to a band called Defectors, and this is off of their album Tour Cassette. So this is some stuff that was recorded while they were on tour at the Suicide Club. The song is called Black Hole, and thanks for listening to CITR.
On March 15th at Vancouver's Rickshaw Theatre, several acts will take the stage and sing the songs of Pete Seeger in tribute. Acts include The Sojourners, C.R. Avery, Company B, Ben Rogers, Brother Bob Sumner, and more. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door and are available at High Life, Red Cat, Zulu, and Neptune Records or online at northerntickets.com.
Yeah, check out Pete Seeger tribute. That's this Friday, the 15th. Yes, that's this Friday. So check that out at the Biltmore. That's going to be really cool. So the band that you just heard was Defectors, and the song was Black Hole. That was a live recording at the Suicide Club, and that was off of their album Tour Cassette. So some fun stuff coming up this week. If you are a UBC student, you may be aware of this. The AMS Block Party is happening early April, and there are a few UBC bands who are fighting for the opening slot of that show. And there was 6 bands originally, and people voted online for the top 4 that they wanted. And so those 4 have been decided now. And those 4 bands are going to be playing this Thursday at the Pit. I'm not completely sure what time. Show up early because you don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. One of the bands that's playing is Rebel on a Mountain, and I'm a big fan of theirs. One of my very beautiful friends, Chris Goodchild, is the bassist in that band, and they're just really, really talented. So I'm definitely going to be going to support all of the bands, but I would be absolutely stoked if Rebel on a Mountain won for the opening slot at the Block Party, because they deserve more recognition, and it would just be a great opportunity for them. Also, there is a mystery member that will be there. They're kind of changing their lineup, so it's exciting. It's going to be probably a lineup that no one has heard before, so definitely go check them out. Check out all the bands. Support local music. Support local music. Support local music. Do it. It's the best. And yes, so that's this Thursday at the Pit. Not completely sure what time, but I'm going to say maybe 8 o'clock. But show up at 7 so that you don't miss it. Coming up next, we are listening to Roll Mac, and this is off of the album Travels in the Interior Districts. Really, really beautiful song. Sorry, before I go on, the band Defectors that I just played, I mentioned earlier, but they are playing at the Media Club this Thursday. If you're not going to the Pit to check out these UBC bands, maybe go to do that. Either way, local music. Do it. The song is Othello Tunnels, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Shine On. I am your host, Shay. And the song that we just heard was called Othello Tunnels by Roll Mac off of the album Travels in the Interior Districts. You can check out an article about Roll Mac in this month's Discorder. I was reading a bit about them, and they're a really cool band, very interesting perspective on music and egos. So check them out, read all about them. I'm like a paper boy. Read all about it. So I guess we'll just move right along here. Who's enjoying the lovely weather we had today? I hope some people were down at Rec Beach fully enjoying it. I was stuck in class, but, you know, I still really, really appreciated the sun. So that was cool. I am so stoked for springtime and for it to get warm and to shed the winter / rain jacket. I know it always rains here, but whatever. I can hope, okay? I can dream.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
The song is Hey Judas, the band is Fine Times off of their self-titled album, and you're listening to CITR.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Shine On. I'm your host, Shay. And this is CITR, of course. So the song that we just heard was Hey Judas by the band Fine Times. All of the bands that I'm playing this evening are bands that played in the Rock and Roll Lottery at the Biltmore last Friday night. It was so much fun. Super glad I went. I actually bidded, possibly drunkenly, possibly not, in the silent auction. No regrets. Totally stoked to support CITR. And I won five vinyl albums, should I say, which is great because I'm trying to build my collection. Included in that was Zen Mystery Fog, which was awesome because they're so cool. So yeah, it was pretty exciting. I was happy to win. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a band called Movieland, and content warning, dum dum dum. The song is called 1, 2, 3, 4, Get Fucked.
Oh, gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Hello, lovely people of the night. You are listening to Shine On. I'm your host, Shay. And the song that we just heard was... the song was Wait. And it was by the band Cult Babies off of their self-titled EP. Before that, we heard the band Movieland with their song 1-2-3-4, Get Fucked. And that was off of their album Blows Up. I made a mistake earlier. I would like to correct myself because I don't want to lie to you. I said earlier that the Pete Seeger tribute concert was this Friday at the Rickshaw, but I was wrong. Shame on me. It is actually on Saturday. Also, it's still at the Rickshaw, though. I didn't lie about that. So go to the Rickshaw this Saturday, see the Pete Seeger tribute concert. It's going to be great. Moving right along on this Fun Drive hangover-themed show, we're going to listen to a band called Bush Tit, and it's not the bird, it's the band. The song is called I'm a Knight, and that's night as in Knigget, not, like, nighttime. Monty Python references, woo!
Justice, fill me up, bitches. CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
That was awesome. That was the first time that I've heard that station ID, and that was so funny. Wow. Okay. So the song that we just heard was I'm a Knight by the band Bush Tit. Try to go to sleep after listening to that band. I dare you. They are so cool. They are a five-piece all-female band out of Vancouver, and they're so great. So that wraps up the show for this evening, for this week. It was awesome sitting here and jamming with you guys. Thank you for letting me fill your ears with the wonderful sounds of Vancouver music. I guess that's it. Go see local shows, support local music, rock on, you're all beautiful, and have a wonderful night. I'll talk to you all next week. Rock out.